Tell you a var relating to this coming Shabbos. This coming Shabbos is, of course, Shabbos Chol Hamoed. What is the significance of Shabbos Sukkos? It can really be Shabbos Yom Tov also, but usually it's Shabbos Chol Hamoed, Shabbos Sukkos. Let me tell you an idea. It's a little bit raw. It's a raw idea, but you have to think about it and develop this on your own, but there's definitely something here. I saw in a few places something very, very interesting, that a sukkah, when you walk into a sukkah, you're really walking into Eretz Yisrael. A sukkah has the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. How do we know this? First of all, what does the sukkah represent? The Anani HaKavod. The Anani HaKavod took us from Mitzrayim to our destination, which is Eretz Yisrael. That's all what we're doing. We make HaKavos. What are the purpose of the HaKavos? We make HaKavos all days of Yom Tov and Chol Hamoed, except for Shabbos and Hashanah Rabbah 7 times. It all comes from Yerichai. Yerichai, they went around the wall 7 times, and the wall collapsed, and they entered Eretz Yisrael. Yerichai was the entrance of Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael. Everything that we are doing during Sukkot all represents, can be looked at as our entry into Eretz Yisrael. We left Mitzrayim on the end of a Pesach. Hashem gave us the Torah on Shavuos. We travel in the Midbar. Traveling in the Midbar was all for the purpose to reach our destination of coming into Eretz Yisrael. How did we travel in the desert with Anani HaKavod, Sukkos? But that was a process to bring us into the goal. The goal is Hashanah Rabbah. Hashanah Rabbah, we circle Yericho 7 times, and we're coming into Eretz Yisrael. It's building up. Now, I'll give you an example. Two different drushim, which really bring out the beauty that the sukkah represents Eretz Yisrael. There is a halacha in the Masechta Sanhedrin. If a person is in the Bezdin, and the Bezdin convicts him of a crime, of doing an Aveira, he's guilty. And the person is, and before Bezdin has a chance to carry out the punishment, to punish him, to kill him, or to whip him, or to make him pay, he escapes. Okay? Not that he's allowed to escape, he runs away. He's Barach. And he goes to a new Bezdin. The question is, does the new Bezdin try him? Do they have a new trial in his new destination, in the place where he has escaped to? The Gemara is,
send him back.
So the Gemara is, it depends. If he escapes from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Li'aretz, no. Whatever decision was handed down in Eretz Yisrael, that's what the Bezdin of Chutz Li'aretz must carry out. But if he was convicted in Chutz Li'aretz and escapes to Eretz Yisrael, then he gets a new trial. There's a new case, a new court case. Why? Because maybe the zechus of Eretz Yisrael will work in his favor to spare him the punishment that he was meant to receive. The zechus of Eretz Yisrael will spare him. We've gone through the Yom Narayim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, Yemei Hadin. There's a trial. There's a Bezin Shomayla. They sit in judgment. Who knows? Maybe we are Chas Hashom. Things are not so good. The Psak of the court is not 100% to our liking. So what do? We Bayreach. We run away. We run away from the court and we go to the higher court. We go to Eretz Yisrael. And maybe the zechus of Eretz Yisrael, they'll retry our din. What do? The Chazal say that we go, one of the reasons that's given in the measure why we go to a sukkah, besides, of course, the pasha reason, don't ever forget the pshul shel mikra. You're going to get carried away with midrashim and drush. The pasuk says, keep a sukkah sashavti yes b'nei Yisrael. We commemorate the booths where they were Anani HaKavod, where they were sukkos mamash. We commemorate that when we travel in the midrash, we say, Hashem protected us in sukkos. But the Medrash says, and just in case chas v'sholom, a person is chayev golos, he's chayev exile due to his sins, so we go into the sukkah. So the sukkah is a token fulfillment of golos. That's a famous vart. It's like a chassidish vart. Chassidim always did mishalim. You a mashal, this is a token fulfillment of what's meant to be, what should be, like a reminder of nevuah. And you go into golos. That's really what we're doing, going to the sukkah. We're going to the sukkah because the sukkah has the kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. Soyishim as dinai, the judgment the judgment that may not have been 100% favorable in the Beis Shalmaila, we now go to the Sukkah. We have Boreach to Eretz Yisrael. We get a new din. And maybe the Zechus of Eretz Yisrael will save us. Okay, that's one example of what we see that the Sukkah is called Eretz Yisrael. Yeah.
What about if you live in Eretz Yisrael?
So you go to a higher Madragan Eretz, you go to a higher court.
You go to a higher court?
A higher court, go to Yerushalayim. I think the halacha is true. If you go even in Eretz Yisrael, if you're convicted in let's say, in Eilat, and then you go Eilat to Shalat Eretz Yisrael. You go over Eilat, and you go higher to Yerushalayim. I think the same halacha applies. I'm not exactly sure, but it's just a general idea.
I like the Jewish.
Now this, Michal's going to love this. You're going to love this. I think I saw this in... I don't remember where I saw it. I think it's something I'm sure safer. Just Derech Agam. This is what is Sukkah is called? It's Diras Arai. From a Diras Keva to a Diras Arai. The Gemara Masechta Gittin tells us the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Why do we need to know the exact boundaries? Sukkim and Matas and Parash Nats. Why? Because there's a halach that if you bring a get from Chutzer to Eretz Yisrael, you have to say Befonei Nichta, Befonei Nechtam. So you got to know the boundaries. So the Gemara there enumerates the boundaries based on the Sukkim, and what are the boundaries? Give me half a second to find. The boundaries are. Wait 1 second. Yeah. Who we don't have, then I have to remember from memory. Give me 1 second. Oh, here it is. Okay. What are the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael? Ashkelon, Rechem, Akko, and the Yam. The Yam on the west. Okay, I don't know all the places. These are the boundaries. Ashkelon, the four boundaries. Ashkelon, Rechem, Akko, and Yam. What is Arai? Sug is a Diras Arai. Arai is Roshe Tevois. Aleph is Ashkelon. Reish is Rechem. Ayin is Akoi, and Yud is Yam. The same four boundaries the Gemara Masechta Gittin gives to define Eretz Yisrael, that's the word Arai. That is a Sukkah. A Sukkah is a Diras Arai. When you go into the Sukkah, you go into the four walls, you're going into Eretz Yisrael. By Hasidim, Yishra Hasidim, you're not going to like what I'm going to tell you, but Hasidim, they don't let, I'm not going to tell you the whole thing, maybe I will, but they don't let a Goy go into the Sukkah. A Sukkah, it's like a Beis Hamikdash, it's a Kiddush. Not everyone is allowed. Not everyone is allowed to come into the Kiddusha of the Sukkah. It has a darg of Eretz Yisrael. Now, what do I want with all this? Okay, very nice, Eretz Yisrael. What I want with all this is one Pasuk. Pasuk in Parsh, the beginning of Parshas Behar.
And most people raise their Sukkah in some fashion.
Of Eretz Yisrael, the peros, Shenishtabcha Eretz Yisrael, very good. Right, the seven peros, the minim, the zayin minim, Shenishtabcha bohem Eretz Yisrael, very good. So there is more to this, but I'll just give you two little Jushim examples. Kedush, the Sukkah has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Now, what does it say in the beginning of Parshas Bahar, the very first Pasuk? When you'll come el ha'aretz, Ashrani nosein lochem, v'shavis ha'aretz shabos la'Hashem. When you come into Eretz Yisrael, there has to be Shemitah. And before it goes into Numen, all the details, it just says Shabbos. Now what does it mean, Shabbos la'Hashem? So you look in Rashi. Rashi says a very powerful statement which is discussed in great detail by all of the other Rishonim and Acharonim. They're very disturbed with this Rashi, because if you take the pasuk very literally, you would say rest. Shabbos means rest, right? If you rest, the land shall not be worked, and when the land rests, so Yimakar that Hashem created the world. Rashi says Shabbos la Hashem, l'shem Hashem, k'shem shenemar b'Shabbos bereshis. Rashi links Shemitah, when the land rests, when you do not work and plant the land in the years of Shemitah, what you're doing is you are giving the land the Kedusha of Shabbos Bereshis. Shabbos Bereishit is the seventh day of creation. The same way that every seventh day we observe Shabbos, the land is now filled with the Kedusha of the seventh day of the week, of Shabbos. And what happens in the seventh day of the week? We recognize that Hashem created the world. Ki bayom haShabbos, Hashem is the creator of the world. When you do not plant and work your field during the seventh year of the cycle, you are recognizing that Hashem is the creator of the world, just like you do this every seventh day. So that means that every seventh day, every Shabbos in the year of Shemitah is a double, is an intensification. When you're just showing the year of Shemitah, and it's Shabbos, to realize that it's not just an ordinary Shabbos, it's a Shabbos intensified, because it's Shabbos. Shabbos is Shabbos Bereishis, and the purpose of Shemitah is Shabbos Bereishis, so it's Shabbos multiplied by Shabbos. In essence, exactly what you're doing this coming Shabbos. The Sukkah has the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And when you're coming into the Sukkah on, during the whole week and the Yom Tov, okay, so Sukkah, you're coming into Eretz Yisrael. But when you go into the Sukkah on Shabbos, it's like Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael. And Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael is a whole different, and that's why I'm telling you it's Ruah. I'm leaving this for you to develop on your own. Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael is a whole different world. It's a whole different year. It's a whole different Hashkafa. There's a whole different intensity. When you go into the Sukkah during the whole week, it's Eretz Yisrael. Shabbos, ki savo el haaretz, you're coming into the earth, into the land, into the Sukkah. Hashanim is on the shav saaretz. There shall be now one of those 7 days that you come into your Sukkah, Shabbos laHashem. It's Shemitah. What's the significance of Shemitah? I'll just tell you a very quick vart. The Shurish showed a raw idea, all the just ideas sitting down. Is one of the reasons given for Shemitah is to recognize that Hashem continues to control the world in the future. In other words, this is Pasha to us, but it comes from Shemitah, the Shabbos Bereishis. Hashem created the world. Okay, good. You created the world, and Hashem left. Apikorsim say this. We're masking as a creator, but he created the world. But after he created the world, he disappeared. He went off somewhere to another world. Who knows? Who knows? And everything that happens in this world is just by chance. It was created with divine providence, no question about it. But everything that happens now is just hefkeris. Chas v'shalom. Shemitah represents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to control, to guide, to be involved in every single thing that happens in this world to the very end, to the very, very end. What do we learn? What do we focus on Shabbos Chol Moed? Melchemes Goyg u'Magog. Melchemes Goyg u'Magog is the very, very end. Amalek, Reishis Goyim Amalek, the first Muhammad, the Klal Yisrael faced as a nation against him was Amalek, and the very last Muhammad that we will struggle with will be Muhammad's Goyim Amalek. What is Shemitah? Shemitah is Shabbos, and there's Shemitah. Shabbos is Hashem created the world in the beginning. Shemitah is Hashem continues to be involved in the daily affairs of His creation all the way until the very, very end. And that's why every seventh year you have to take time out, an entire year, to recognize. Shabbos Chol HaMoed is where you're bringing those two themes again together. Because Shabbos Chol HaMoed, when you go into the Sukkah, it's Shemitah in the Sukkah. It's Eretz Yisrael Shemitah. And what is Shemitah? It's the future. It's the future. And what is Shabbos? The past. The two come together. And that's why in the Shabbos we do indeed focus on the future being Melchemes Goyg u'Magog. Okay, this is a short idea. I just want to do something to think about. Yeah.
Also, yeah.
Okay, let me. Okay, right, also, right, it's a double moon, right? Because it's a Tzila Dim Hemnusa, faith. Shabbos is faith.